God's
no,
not
dead.
He's still alive.
I know God's not dead. He's still alive. I know God's not dead. He's still alive. I can feel him in my hand. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. Well, I talked to him this morning. God's not dead. Oh, I talked to him this morning. God's not dead. Yet I talked to him this morning. God's not dead. I can feel him in my hand. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. Well, he healed me when I was sick. God's not dead. He healed me when I was sick. God's not dead. He healed me when I was sick. God's not dead. I can feel him in my hand. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. He saved me when I was lost. God's not dead. Oh, he saved me when I was lost. God's not dead. Oh, he saved me when I was lost. God's not dead. I can feel him in my hand. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. You know, someone sang that song. It must have, you know, sang that song about glory, glory. It must have been the Lord. Let me tell you something. God gets a hold of your heart and saves you. You ain't going to have, he won't be a must. He'll be a no soul.
Right,
praise
buddy.
God. I know when God touched me. I know when God saved me.
Buddy.
I know, praise God. I mean, ain't nothing. I never experienced nothing like that. There's a supernatural. Me and Brother Richard talked about this on the way down in Barbersville. I said, there's a supernatural thing happens
heart.
In a man or a woman's life when God saves him.
Amen.
And boy, I tell you, you ain't going to forget it.
No,
amen.
No,
well, I tell you what, today, I'm glad to be saved today.
Amen.
I'm glad to be on the inside.
Amen.
I'm glad I've got a home. In heaven, not what I've done, Brother Jason.
What he does, son.
But by God's mercy, by God's blood, by God's grace, by the finished work of Calvary, I got a home waiting. Boy, I tell you, I told me and Richard talked about this too. I said, Richard, I can't understand. Boy, God offers you heaven and a home where there are no more heartaches, no more sickness, no more death, no more pain. And then here's hell. And boy, why wouldn't you choose heaven over it? I don't understand. I don't understand.
Same,
you know, I was the same way. Wicked, praise God. Brother Kevin.
And
my brother, I'll tell you what. I'm glad, boy, that Jesus come looking for me one day.
Amen.
You all glad he come looking for you.
Amen.
I'm glad today. Boy, I tell you, I wrestled all weekend. Y'all pray for me. With God's help, I try to give you what God's laid on my heart.
Bless you, son.
We take him. In the 12th chapter of the book of John, 12th verse. Lord help me. Bible says in 12th verse, on the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, and sat thereon, as it is written, Fear not, daughters of Zion. Behold, thy king cometh sitting on an ass colt. These things understood not his disciples at first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The people therefore that was with him, when he called Lazarus out of his grave, and raised him from the dead, bear record. For this cause people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him. Here's what I'm going to preach on.
And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore unto Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we'd see Jesus.
Right. Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, there's a lot of people there at that. There was people there that wanted to betray Jesus. There was people there that was going to deny Jesus. There was people there, praise God, that hated Jesus. There was people there that was going to mock Jesus. Praise God, they were people that was going to spit upon Jesus. Praise God. Boy, I love these little Greek men. Brother Tyler. They come down and praise God. They said, Philip, sir, praise God, we want to see Jesus. Praise God, I don't know why you came here today. Praise God, I didn't feel good this morning. Praise God. Boy, I tell you right now, I love you, Brother Bubby. But I didn't come to see you. Praise God, I love you all. But I didn't come to see you. Praise God, I come at the back night to see Jesus Christ. Praise God, I lift you up. Praise God, he might get glory. He might get honor. He might get praise. Praise God, don't look at me. That's nothing today. Praise God, I'm an old sinner. Saved by the grace of God. I should be in hell. But God had mercy upon me.
Yeah.
I came. Boy, I tell you, I don't know how far these little Greek men come. Brother Jamie, praise God. They come up there to worship. Praise God. But listen to me. Praise God. They didn't want to see Peter. They didn't want to see James. They didn't want to see John. Praise God. They didn't want to see, praise God, the priest. They didn't want to see, praise God, the Pharisees or the Sadducees. They came to see Jesus.
Amen.
What's that, buddy?
Why, if you look at this here, praise God, I wonder how many times I begin to think, praise God, a lot of these people, the Bible said, went out to meet Jesus, and they were crying, Hosanna, to the King, praise God. But listen to me, praise God, there were a lot there, praise God. Boy, I believe that went up and took up palm trees and were, praise God, praise God, stand.
Yeah.
I believe some of these people that were crying Hosanna, praise God, they had cut palm trees off. Some of them had thrown their garments out, Brother Jamie, praise God. And some of them, praise God, were going through saying Hosanna to the King.
Yeah.
From the same one that was going to crucify.
Amen. Sure was.
You see them in church all the time. They're crying Hosanna. Praise God. But praise God, they're no more into it, brother, than nothing.
So true.
They go out of the church that day and they forget all about who Jesus is.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
So true, son. Bless your heart, brother.
I believe, praise God, we got a lot of them sitting in church today. They're on the way to hell. Praise God. They're all crying and singing Hosanna.
Amen.
Their heart's not right with God today.
Right.
I love you today. I pray God. I love my pastor. I love my church. I pray God. But I come here, amen, to see Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I lift it up today.
Amen.
I come here to worship him.
Right.
I pray God. Why are you here for today?
Praise
I want to see Jesus today. Amen. Pray God. If I don't get to see him, I pray God it's a wasted trip for me.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a wasted trip. I come to see Jesus. I pray God the one that saved my sorry, filthy soul.
Amen.
From a devil's hell, from a lake afar. I got something to praise him for. I got something to thank him for.
Amen.
Pray God for what he done in my life.
Amen. You're right.
Amen.
But I tell you what, they come to the right one, Brother Kevin. I pray God, they come to old Philip. You know me, you mirror back in, praise God, Luke chapter 1. Praise God, boy, Jesus came and found Philip down in Bethsaida.
Yeah.
Praise God, he went and found Nathaniel, didn't he?
Yeah,
buddy.
Nathaniel was out there under the fig tree. He said, come, Nathaniel. Praise God. Come and see Jesus. Praise God, the Messiah.
Yeah. Anything good come out of
that? Nathaniel said, is there anything good ever come out of that? He said, I tell you what you do. You just come and see.
Yeah.
Praise God. If you want, praise God, the taste of Jesus.
Amen.
You come and see today.
Amen.
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 Amen. See,
Bible says, as he was heading up that way, Jesus seen him come. He said, here comes an Israelite indeed, and who is no God? Praise God. And boy, Nathaniel said, how did you know me? He said, I seen you before Philip ever got to you.
Yeah.
Sitting under the fig tree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I seen you under
the
fig tree. He got his attention, didn't he?
He got attention, huh? He said, my Lord, praise God, praise God.
You're going to see bigger things than this.
I'm going to tell you right now, I pray God, a lot of them are there at that feast, I pray God to see, I pray God Lazarus.
That's right. That's good, Garrett. That's true.
A lot of them were come to see Jesus crucified. I pray God, a lot of them was there. I pray God to see Jesus at the feast, but there wasn't many there to see Jesus. At the Passover, but there wasn't many there to see Jesus as the Passover.
Right.
I pray God, Paul says in Corinthians, I believe in his first Corinthians, that he is our Passover.
He is. That's right, brother.
I couldn't. I pray God to see him as a Passover lamb. I pray God today. He's my Passover lamb. He paid my sin debt. He bled his most precious blood over the cross. That I might have life. That I might have it more abundantly.
Amen. Good word. Amen, brother.
Yeah. I tell you what, just coming up to pray God to Jerusalem and to the feast wasn't good enough for these old Greek boys.
No, they won't see Jesus.
Right, brother.
Personal.
Bible says, pray God that Philip come and found Andrew, and Andrew and Philip took him to Jesus.
Amen.
You know what they, praise God, they wanted. They wanted to have a word with Jesus. Nothing else wasn't going to do.
No.
They just want a word with Jesus.
Amen.
I pray God come to give them a word, Brother Tyler, from Jesus.
Amen.
But yeah, I want to pray God something. I pray God a word from the Lord to help me get through this week.
Amen.
I need a word.
That's right, we do, buddy.
From them. Not only did I come to worship, but I come to get a word.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Boy, there ain't nothing like the Word of God today. Boy, I pray God, any problem that you might face, Brother Buddy, I pray God it's in God's Word today. There's help in God's Word today. There's peace in God's Word. There's promises in God's Word today. I pray God there's protection in God's Word today.
Amen, girl.
Amen.
Good word, buddy.
Brother Goble, I come to see Jesus.
Amen.
What do you come to see today? Hey, a lot of places, brother, you go and you can't see him, can you?
That's right, brother.
No.
Not there. No worship.
But I got every bit of confidence in the world, Brother Glenn. When I head down that road this morning, I can see him. Thank God.
Me too, buddy.
I'm going to see him.
The worship's right, the word's out there. We'll see him right. Yes. Yes, sir, buddy.
Boy, I get to hear the word.
Amen.
God's precious word.
Yes.
These little Greek boys, you what? Sir, we just see Jesus.
Yes.
Ma'am, we just see Jesus. I just want to see Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, you know what? They got saved.
That's right.
I'll tell you something else. Not only did I come down here to worship my Lord and Savior, not only did I come down here and get a word from him, I come to see him do some work.
That's right.
Somebody's
buddy.
Life. It may be a broken home. It may be a broken marriage. It may be somebody here lost and undone. I pray God, boy, I come to see somebody. God work in somebody's life today.
Amen, Greg. Good word today, son.
You know he can? If you let him.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He said, come unto me, ye that are burdened, heavy laden.
He'll work on you when he
can. I'll give you work. I'm going to give you rest. I think about Brother Jamie here. But I'll tell you what, God blessed me when he say Brother Jamie.
Yeah.
You say, how you say it, brother? Me and him's come the best friends.
Amen, brother.
And you know what? He rebukes me. And I have to rebuke him.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're for.
That's what friends do, bud.
You say, brother, now you you're getting a little carried away here.
No,
thank God for that.
Hey,
thank God for somebody to stand up and tell me. Brother, you're out of line here. I pray God my wife does that sometimes. Hey, she'll say, why are you so upset? I pray God, they don't mean nothing. I pray God, you know what? Thank God for a wife.
Hey,
I pray God, you got a wrong attitude. I pray God, you know what? I pray God, there's a lot of people, no doubt, that feast. I pray God, who have got to see Jesus. I pray God, they have been some angry, wicked men are.
You're right.
Amen.
There are lots at that feast. We got to see Jesus. I pray God they want to be a bad attitude. I pray God they would be people. I pray God. I pray God right here in our community. I could see Jesus. I pray God they see their old a bad attitude.
That's right, brother.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. You're right, son.
You know what? Sometimes action can speak louder than words.
Always speak louder. Yes, sir. What you do?
I come in here. God forgive me. We're doing it both times. I'm coming in here with my old bad attitude. And I probably maybe catch somebody from seeing Jesus. God help me. I don't do
We've done it, buddy.
Me too, buddy. I've done it too, buddy.
Ashamed. By your actions.
I'm ashamed of it.
By your attitude. And by your anger, you could keep somebody from seeing Jesus.
That's
the
truth. You'll answer for it, too.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
God, help me that I don't.
God, help me.
Lord, that I don't get in the way of nobody.
Stumbling block.
Nobody.
Yes.
Boy, I wouldn't want that on my conscience.
No.
I sure wouldn't want to stand before God for it, brother.
No.
I want everybody to see Jesus.
Amen. Yes, sir, Gary.
Bless him, Lord.
Why did you come today? You know, they got to meet with Jesus. Look what he said to him.
Tell him.
I'll read it.
Hey.
And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. It's about to happen, brother.
That's right.
He's telling them. But listen here what he says. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you. Now, he's talking to the, not only to this Greek boy, but he's talking to everyone around him. Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it bide alone. Boy, I don't want to bide alone, do you?
No.
But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit.
Much.
I remember the day I died, brother.
Yeah. Hey, man.
You remember Brother Jamie?
Yes.
9 years ago today for you.
9 years ago today for me.
You remember the day that I died. You know what Jesus said? He said, boys, look. Here's the word I'm going to give you. It's going to cost you if you're going to follow me.
Yeah, that's right. You're gonna
it's
going
to cost
life.
You.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to deny yourself if you're not willing to do that. Look what else he says. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it. I don't like my life, bro. I'm looking for a home better than this.
Yes.
I thank God for the life he's given me, but this ain't my home. This ain't my life today. I've got a better place waiting me, praise
Amen.
God, for eternity. You say it's going to cost you, boys. You can do it, but it's going to cost you.
Amen.
He said, listen, if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servants be. Boy, what a promise.
Amen.
And if any man serve me, him will my Father honor.
Uh-huh.
He come in the name of his Father.
Amen.
And he come to honor his Father and to please his Father. Amen. He did.
Amen.
These old three, it's the Greek boys. I don't know how many there was. I don't know how far they come. But they came to see Jesus. That's the reason I came, Brother Drew. Thank God I get to see him. Thank God I get to worship with you all.
Amen.
And thank God I get to hear the word. They can help me. And I've seen God work in so many people's lives right here.
Amen, buddy.
In this little church.
Me too.
9 years, almost 9 years
yeah.
We've been here. And I get to see God work in people's lives. What a difference God can make in your life if you'd let Him. What did you come for today? Did you come like these little Greek fellas? Just to see Jesus. Just to get a word from Him. I love you today. I appreciate you. Thank you for your prayers. Pray for me.
Amen.
That God would use me wherever I go. I don't think myself to be anything. But I do want to preach the truth. I do want to preach God's word. And I want to stand to the last breath, please me. Brother Ty, I've messed up in the past. Brother Ricky, I messed up in the past. But I want my race to run. And I want praise God, I want him to be the most important thing in my life, the rest of my life, to this last breath and leave this body. Pray for me that I'll be
there. Amen,
buddy. I love you all. Appreciate you all. If you come to see Jesus, you can see him today.
Amen. Good word. Good preaching. As he's preaching.